But first, we cross to the Reuters World News Desk, and Kelly Lemon is with us. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. So Egypt is, of course, big on the agenda. We'll get to Syria as well in just a moment. But the former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, he's flown from prison to a nearby hospital after judicial authorities ordered his release from jail. This is obviously quite significant, Kelly.
Absolutely. I mean, for many, this is a reversal of the January 2011 uprising that we saw that brought him down after so many years in power. So this is a very symbolic, very important moment at the moment for the country. But he was flown, we've seen the pictures being released out of the country. He was flown in the blue and white helicopter that took him straight to a prison hospital, which is where he'll stay, and he'll remain there until he moves to house arrest, which is where he'll stay for the foreseeable future.
Is there something wrong with him health-wise?
Well, there's been various reports about his health, so we're not quite sure exactly what is wrong with him. And you have to remember that he's 85 years old now, so... Yeah. And like I say, there have been various reports, but that's one of the reasons he's gone straight to the hospital rather than anywhere else. And when he's fit to leave there, he will remain under house arrest.
Mm. And what's been the international reaction, Kelly?
Well, internationally, the message has been quite clear. They want to stop the violence in the country. We've seen a lot of bloodshed lately. We've seen a lot of people killed, about 900 people, including about 100 soldiers and police have been killed. So the international reaction is very much to try and stop the violence and try and find some sort of democratic solution and a way forward through this. So at the moment, things seem to have calmed down slightly. However, when Mubarak did arrive in that helicopter with quite a lot of people there, a lot of his supporters, so we'll have to see now how the situation plays out. But certainly internationally, there's been very strong words to say, you need to stop this crackdown, you need to try and find some other way to resolve these issues rather than violence.
All right, let's get to the latest in Syria. And I think the whole world looked at the pictures coming out of Syria, children gasping for breath and people writhing around on the floor in makeshift hospitals. It's just horrible. But it's so tricky because, you know, you could immediately point the finger at Bashar al-Assad and say this man's a monster and he must be taken down. But as with many civil wars, it's really complicated. No one really conclusively knows who's behind the chemical attacks. And they looked as though, I mean, some people saying that some 1,300 people were killed by these attacks. Is that a number that is still being bandied about? Is that the number, the official number?
Absolutely. That number's been bandied about. Certainly over 1,000 people were killed. At the moment, they're finding more bodies and the situation obviously isn't resolved. And as you say, I mean, the pictures coming out of the out of Syria are just horrific. There's no blood in the sense, but these people obviously are dying and it looks to be some sort of chemical attack. But like you said, at the moment, we haven't got a clear or certainly not a definitive answer as to who's behind these attacks and exactly what took place in the attack. Certainly, if it is what they think it is, then this would be one of the biggest chemical attacks that we've seen for some time. So at the moment, really, we're just sort of trying to find out. And like you say, there's a lot of finger-pointing. The rebels are saying it's the Syrian government. The Syrian government haven't taken responsibility for it. And really, at the moment, it's just a case of trying to find out exactly what's happened and who's behind it.
Yes, and the UN inspectors are in the country. And I gather from what I saw last night before I went to bed, they had to go through an enormous amount of administration to actually be allowed to get to the area where these latest attacks took place in order to assess them.
Absolutely, and that's the fear in this situation. The UN won't get the access that they need to determine exactly what's happened and who's behind it. And that's really where we're seeing a very strong international reaction. And they are putting a lot of pressure on Syria at the moment to give the UN chemical weapons experts the access they need and not to let this process sort of be bogged down with red tape to stop them getting to where they need to be. Yeah. But that's the big concern at the moment. Will they be able to get to the places they need to in order to determine who's behind this?
Yesterday, we also heard about Bradley Manning, who has been sentenced to 35 years in a military prison for turning over more than 700,000 classified files to WikiLeaks. What is the latest on this story, Kelly?
Well, this story has taken quite a turn. As you say, Bradley Manning actually has come out now and said that he wants to be called, or wants to be known as Chelsea, rather, and that he feels he's a female living in a male body, which, and there's actually a picture that's emerged of Bradley Manning dressed as Chelsea Manning. And like I say, it's a bit of a new twist in this story. Obviously, he's about to go to military prison. He's been sentenced to 35 years. So going into military prison with that information being released, which did come out during his trial, it's left a very interesting turn in this case.
That is a very interesting turn. Goodness me. Yes, I saw a photograph of him dressed as a woman last night on the news. So, cool, blimey. Okay, and what's the been the reaction to his sentence? His father was quoted as saying he didn't think that Bradley Manning should be go to prison at all. What's been the general reaction to it, Kelly?
Well, his reaction, remarkably, was very calm, very emotionless, didn't really say a lot at all. In fact, it's actually been those around him that have been, have been quite upset about this sentencing. His defence attorney sort of admitted weeping when he heard the sentence. It was actually up to Bradley Manning to sort of comfort him. So we've seen quite a low-key reaction from him. However, obviously coming out with these new information and that picture, as you say, has surfaced and is circling at the moment, then that has added another element to this story. Mm. But what's interesting about this is his defence attorney, even though he's had 35 years, he's going to military prison, they are confident that the US President Barack Obama will pardon him, which means that he could be looking to get out of prison in about 7 years. And the WikiLeaks founder is calling this a tactical victory. And at the moment, there's very mixed reactions. But certainly, his defence team are very confident that they can get this pardon and that Bradley Manning won't be spending the full 35 years in a military prison, as he has been sentenced to do so.
Kelly, enjoy your Thursday evening in London. Thank you very much. That is-